Thanks, Vic. Ben, it's week 15 of a long season, and you guys are gearing up to face the Denver Broncos. Besides the game plan, just talk about what you guys do in practice now. How different is it from week one to what you guys are doing now in practice?
Well, first of all, practice is a little bit abbreviated now. You know, whenever you get late in the season, guys are it's been a long season. Some guys are beat up. They usually take off a few reps out of practice, but we still try to get our work done. We have a lot more meeting and walk-through time instead of, the full-speed practicing. But other than that, you know, we still go through our plays. We still, come in, early and leave late because the season's still going.
And with that being said, talk about the fight and the energy that you're seeing from guys on the field and in and around the locker room.
Something that Coach made a good point of today in team meeting was that this is what we do. No matter what our record is, obviously, the math didn't work out. We lost too many games to make the playoffs right now. But this is what we do. We come out and we practice and we play football games and they coach football games. So there's always energy because we enjoy what we're doing and we find it a privilege to be able to play the game.
Now, looking ahead to the Denver Broncos, you're facing a defense that's ranked 8th in the NFL. What's it going to be like to go against second-year linebacker Von Miller?
he's a great player. He's a great young player, very fast. Their whole defense is something that stands out about their defense is the speed that they have. They have a lot of speed on defense. They have a very veteran defense. You know, obviously, Von's a second-year player, but you look across the board, and they've got, 9 years, 14 years, 10 years, 12 years. You know, they've got guys who have played a lot of football. So it's incumbent upon us to be sure of what we're doing to play fast whenever you play a fast team.
Speaking of 14 years, that leads to my next question. In Champ Bailey, talk about some of the challenges that this secondary will present.
Well, I'm glad Champ's not going to be covering me because he's an all-pro. He's a Hall of Fame player, who is still locking receivers down and is still one of the best, if not the best, corners in the game. So, anytime you have a player like that, he has to be accounted for. He's a ball hawk, and he's just great at shutting off a side of the field. So it's important for the whole offense to be on point. We have some great young receivers here who run great routes, so it's going to definitely be a challenge for them anytime you face a great player. But I'm confident that they will rise to the challenge.
And lastly, Ben, just taking a look back at last week's game, the Redskins 3-4 defense brought a lot of pressure and showed quarterback Brandon Weeden a different look. How much can last week's game help the Browns offense moving forward as you guys finish the season, considering that you're going to be facing two talented defenses?
Well, last week we faced a lot of movement with the Redskins, and again, when you face movement, it's important to be able to play fast. It's important to be on your assignment. And I think that bodes well for us moving forward. I mean, we realize that we've got to react quickly. And when we go to a hostile environment like Denver, we go to a hostile environment like Pittsburgh, a lot of times you can't hear. A lot of times you can't hear the calls. So it's important for us in practice to prepare for that. Again, these last three games, you're right, we're facing some very good defenses. So we've just got to be on point on offense and execute.
Ben, thank you for your time, and happy belated birthday to you.
I appreciate that, man.
You too.
You too. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Ben. Back to you, Vic.